Welcome to the Business in English podcast, where we explore all aspects of the corporate world to help you succeed and thrive in the global business landscape. Next up in Binance News, we have a significant development regarding the ongoing fraud lawsuit and potential shutdown in the United States. Good news for Binance enthusiasts, as the popular cryptocurrency exchange has managed to avoid closure by reaching a compromise with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. The recent agreement between Binance and the SEC allows the exchange to continue its operations while the lawsuit proceeds. This is undoubtedly a relief for many Binance users and investors who were concerned about the future of the platform in the United States. Under this temporary deal, Binance has agreed to limit access to customer funds exclusively to employees of Binance US, the subsidiary of the exchange that caters specifically to the US market. This measure aims to address the SEC's concerns regarding potential fraudulent activities associated with Binance's operations. By granting exclusive access to Binance US employees, the platform aims to ensure a more transparent and regulated environment for its US-based users. This move demonstrates Binance's commitment to cooperating with regulatory bodies and working towards resolving the fraud allegations brought against them. While this agreement provides some breathing room for Binance in the US market, it's important to note that the lawsuit is still ongoing, and the long-term implications are yet to be determined. Nevertheless, this compromise represents a positive step towards finding a resolution and preserving Binance's presence in the US crypto landscape. As always, we'll be keeping a close eye on further developments in this case and we'll keep you updated on any new information regarding Binance and its ongoing agreement with the SEC. Stay tuned for more updates in the world of cryptocurrencies. Next up in Elon Musk news, we have some interesting updates from Europe. EU leaders are reportedly vying for investment opportunities from the tech billionaire amidst ongoing uncertainty surrounding the future of Twitter. With concerns rising over the limited control and influence of EU member states in the social media space, the competition for Elon Musk's attention is heating up. In other news related to Musk and Twitter, the entrepreneur is apparently taking matters into his own hands to fix some of the platform's issues. Recent reports indicate that he has been actively wooing advertising giants in a presentation held in Paris. With Musk's reputation as a disruptor in various industries, it will be interesting to see how he plans to address the challenges Twitter is facing and potentially reshape its future. However, amidst all the buzz, a legal matter has emerged. Elon Musk recently found himself at the center of an insider trading lawsuit that alleges his ownership of Dogecoin, a popular cryptocurrency. However, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO has denied these claims, stating that he does not own any Dogecoin. As the case unfolds, it will be important to follow developments and see how Musk's involvement in the cryptocurrency world may be impacted by these allegations. That's all for the latest updates on Elon Musk. Stay tuned for more news and updates on the tech magnate and his ventures. Next up in UPS news, unionized UPS workers have voted to authorize a potential strike that could have significant implications for supply chains and home delivery. The overwhelming majority of UPS drivers, specifically 97% of those in the Teamsters Union, voted in favor of the strike authorization. This comes after recent improvements were made to address the issue of extreme temperatures in their trucks. To address the concerns raised by the workers, UPS has reached a tentative agreement. Starting from January 1, 2024, all new package cars will be equipped with in-cab air conditioning. Additionally, the existing fleet will undergo upgrades that include the installation of two fans and other improvements to regulate heat. These changes aim to alleviate the persistent complaints from UPS employees about the extreme heat they experience while on the job. The agreement was reached amid ongoing negotiations for a new contract between UPS and the Teamsters Union. The overwhelming vote in favor of strike authorization serves as a clear message from the employees to the logistics company. If a strike were to occur, it could potentially disrupt supply chains and impact home delivery services. As this situation continues to unfold, it remains to be seen how both parties will navigate the negotiations and whether a resolution can be reached before any disruptions occur. Stay tuned for further updates on the UPS strike authorization and its potential impact on logistics and home delivery.